Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Stephen, for many, many years on this podcast, we've referred to the blog on ESET.com, which has always been a resource. And we've taken a lot of time and pride in not only having this podcast, but also directing people to some more in-depth information and links and things of that nature where they can really, you know, dig in if they want to. Well, it turns out that our online resource has a new look and feel, and it's now called We Live Security. So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about the new WeLiveSecurity.com.
I'll be happy to, Brian. This is quite an exciting project for us here in the research department at ESET, because the whole idea of this new look and feel is to expose more of the work that ESET researchers do and more of the resources for our customers and for consumers at large and businesses at large. So we've tried to provide navigation that will make it easier for people to find things like podcasts, videos, research papers, white papers, but also things like hot topics. So something like Facebook, for example, we'll have grouped the articles together that deal with that hot topic. We have a neat navigation thing at the top of the page, which actually shows half a dozen stories at once, but also has sliders on it. So, you know, you might see expert opinion, and then there's several other stories you can slide through there to look at. Then we have a traditional sort of roll of articles going down the page. You can close the top section if you like, or open it, depends on what view you want. Just a lot more flexibility and agility, but also along with that, an expanded range of content. So you'll find more stories there about news incidents related to scams, cyber criminals, cyber crime, and a growing number of sort of how-to pieces that will help people deal with some of the persistent problems like, you know, how do you do your Facebook privacy settings and so on.
So, Stephen, one of the things that, you know, really struck me with the new site is when you go to the Our Experts section, there are 16 experts there from ESET who every day are sort of doing the research and presenting and contributing to this. I mean, it's really a fantastic resource for people. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the team here and kind of what they're doing every day?
Well, it's interesting you say, you know, the team here. The team all comes together on WeLiveSecurity.com, but they're actually all around the world, which is to me one of the coolest things is, you know, I'm working with people in Russia, in Poland, in Latin America, in Europe, and we've got a much more global approach with this new form of the project where we are having stories written over in Europe, so they're covered first thing in the morning in America. We're doing faster processing of the research that people in our center in Montreal in Canada do, our people in Russia. So we're getting that up there quicker. And I was surprised when you said 16. I mean, that sounds like a lot, but actually some of those people represent even more people, you know, in the background, in our labs, in our virus labs, where we track all of the outbreaks of malicious code around the world, or up in Montreal, where we simulate botnets and sinkhole botnets for further research. So, yeah, I think the new site really gives people a better idea of how broad the research is at ESET, and also makes it easier for people to get to the kinds of information that are appropriate to them.
It's really a terrific resource, and we really want to encourage our listeners to go to WeLiveSecurity.com, spend some time on it, and tell us what you think. There's a Contact Us section right there, and of course, you could join in and leave comments. Well, Stephen, congratulations, and thanks for joining us this week.
It's been fun, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we will talk to you next week.